Welcome to the Coco Nomad Podcast, a show about location-independent entrepreneurship. I'll discuss the techniques, tools, and tips that can help you balance work and travel, and share my experiences and experiments in trying to make both a living and a life. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Coco Nomad channel, where I talk about location and financial independence. And this is another of the What Am I Working On episodes, where I just talk about and share my progress in the last few weeks. Usually it's 2 weeks. I'm a week off this time. It's been a crazy week, but it's all good. So I talk about what works, what didn't work, lessons I've learned, and so on. So if you're interested in following along as I share this part of my journey, please click the subscribe button along with the like so you can be notified when new videos are dropped. So let's go ahead and get started. So what went well this week is that I actually had a better trading month than I had before. And it's been getting better for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is that I've learned a lot of lessons. I got really excited at the beginning. And though I was generating a lot of revenue or income from premiums from the type of trading that I was doing, I was invested in some very volatile stocks, and the price of the stock is falling. So at the same time that I'm still gaining this premium, the value of the stocks that I'm holding are going down. So the net isn't looking good. And so I had to adjust. And one of the things that I did was I got rid of a few of those stocks that I was holding. A few of them I was taking a loss. Now, not the biggest losses. The biggest losses I'm actually just going to hold and just wait for those companies to come back. So I just have to be patient. And when they do, then my portfolio will reflect it. But one, I managed to use the strategy and get it back to a little bit over even. So then I was able to sell off those shares. So I didn't sell those at a loss. But I had some other ones that were minor losses that I actually did end up selling. And then Friday, I had a wild day with the Robinhood stock. I mentioned this on my Facebook account, but basically, the stock dropped after earnings this past week, and I really thought people were overreacting. I use the Robinhood platform for trading, and I listen to a lot of stuff that people say, but I'm just like, you gotta read more than just like some headline or something like that, particularly when it comes to things like the way they handle like the meme stocks and whatnot. It's like, you know, those lawsuits are out there. Some have already dismissed for reasonable reasons, if you understood what they had to do. But some people just don't like the platform, and that's fine. But it's the easiest one to trade on, quite frankly. And anyway, their stock dropped to below $10 a share if they've been traded for much, much higher. I thought it was an overreaction. I jumped in to buy some shares early Friday morning with the intention of just selling call options on them at a decent price that I thought it would reach, so that at the end of the day, I'd actually be back in cash. I would make a little bit of money. And so the goal was I planned to make about $285, $295 based on that strategy. Well, I made a mistake because instead of putting in a contract to sell the 300 shares that I bought, I actually put in an option contract to buy 300 more shares of the stock if it went above a certain price. Now, that price was the same because, of course, that was the price I thought it would reach so that I could sell those shares that I bought for right around $10, $10.25. And so the good news was I ended up keeping all six. I ended up exercising, getting those 300 shares. The stock closed the day at $12.74. So I was able to sell 600 shares that I got for about average of about $10.69. For $12.49. So about $2 a share was about what I made. So it was a nice little profit, and it was a fun day. It was exciting, but it was good. So best single day I've had trading, first 1,000 plus day trading. I don't expect that to happen again. I definitely don't plan on making that same mistake again. I did intend to just make that. I mean, the $300 day would have still been great, and I would have been ecstatic about it. But sometimes mistakes go in your favor, and I'm just happy to have it. The other thing that went well is I've just been making the most of my time here in Mexico. I'm leaving pretty soon, and I've just been getting, you know, doing more things, getting out, hiking on the weekends, meeting up with friends and socializing. It's just been good to like see people and do what I need to do before I go, you know, because I know I'll be gone for at least 6 weeks and maybe longer. I don't really have any clear travel plans between the end of my time in Brazil and before I head to Europe. It's a little up in the air depending on different situations around the world and in my own schedule. And if you want to see more detail about my travel plans for this year, I will drop a link in the description that has my 2022 travel plans, the big trips that I'm planning. Most of that stuff is in the second half, but I have one that's kind of flexible, and I talk a lot about that there. So let's move into what didn't go well and what actually hasn't been going well for the last few weeks. If you've been following the channel, you know that I actually did catch COVID at the new year. So right at the beginning of the year, really took me out. I was having a lot of trouble with fatigue, and it's taken a few weeks for me to get back. Like, I've been trying to work out, and I can tell, just like, I feel super out of shape. I've been put on a little bit of weight because, of course, I was eating and not working out or training or even walking, going out around the city, which I normally do. And then in this case, it's like I'm trying to get back. I've been doing some training. For instance, yesterday I went to the park, and just not seeing that same level of like endurance and stamina and the high level of output that I had in the past. So it's taking me a little bit of time, and it's a little frustrating, quite frankly. But, you know, I have to recognize the fact that, you know, the illness had a bigger impact than I would have imagined. It wasn't just the flu. I didn't just get over it really quickly. It was like weeks of fatigue, and now even the breathing and things like that, just trying to get back to where my cardio is back to the level where I feel like it should be. The good news is my resting heart rate is back down. For a while, it was over 63 beats per minute, which for me is unusual. And now it's down back into like the mid-50s, which is about where I expect it to be. I'm always working to get a little bit lower, but I mean, I'm not a supreme athlete, so I may not reach like 52, but if I'm in like between 55 and 57, then that's kind of where I like to be with the resting heart rate. It makes me feel like I'm still doing things the right way, health in terms of my health. So that brings us to what have I learned? And I think the biggest lesson for me so far is actually two parts, but the first one is the bigger one, and that is sticking to the game plan. I really see when I review all those trades that I was making, and I kind of think of this like a semester of learning. And I heard this guy use this phrase called market tuition, and I really feel like I paid some market tuition for this education that I got in the first semester of my trading, because I started the end of September. And sticking to the game plan, when I came out of the gate, I had a very simple game plan, a simple strategy. And then I got lured by high premiums and the abilities, high volatility, and the dream of like making this money faster. And I heard someone say, another trader say that, you know, the fastest way to lose your money is to try to double it really quickly, right? And so I needed to temper that. And while I thought I was still being safe within the bounds of the riskiness, the reality is I could be super conservative and still make a really nice return, but I was trying to make a better than nice return. And I got away from the trading plan. And so I went back to the drawing board, reviewed my trades. I'm sitting here now with a revised trading plan and sticking to that trading plan. And then that's it. And if I want bigger gains, I have carved out a little bit of money as a part of the plan to do like, you know, riskier trading, but that's just a small percentage, like less than 10%. And so that kind of like, as I was explaining to a friend of mine, gives that little kid in my head, like something to do. It's like, here, take this toy and go play in the corner. So I can actually do the things that I need to do and keep a consistent strategy while still fulfilling that need for a bit of excitement, you know? So that's where I am in terms of that. And then the other thing is just giving things the time they deserve. I haven't really been giving some of my daily practices the time they deserve, most namely, specifically guitar. Like I had a lesson the other day, and it was just apparent that like I wasn't progressing as much as I needed to. I, you know, working on drills, but I need to put more things together and just spend more time with the guitar and really give it the time on a daily basis that it needs. And it doesn't need a lot of time, but that's kind of like the double-edged sword a lot of times. It's like it's only 30 minutes, but then it's only 30 minutes, and you can just let 30 minutes go if you're not careful. When you look up, it's like that 30 minutes you could have spent practicing and getting that over with, I haven't been doing, which is ironic because I do that with my workout. Like I make sure I get exercise done in the morning, even if it's just a short walk, you know, for 20, 30, 35, 40 minutes, I make sure I get it in. The guitar, I really need to work on getting that into as a part of that process as well. And then like writing or anything else that I would want to do, which is not on the agenda right now, but just saying any kind of daily practice, make sure you give it the time that it deserves in order for you to reach the goals that you want to reach. It could be reading, it could be studying, any of those things. So just be mindful of that, which leads me to the very next section is what still puzzles and confuses me. Well, in the previous retrospective, one of the things that's been going well is I've been working on a trading app, an app that helps me track my trades and better understand by analyzing how well I'm doing with these different strategies. And I've been using spreadsheets, but they're just not, you know, fulfilling my needs, what I want. So I'm still not sure as I'm developing this and I'm adding features and it's working for me, how I'm going to launch this, what it's going to look like, what kind of product it's going to be. Because at the end of the day, I will have it, you know, launched as an actual product for sale that other people can purchase and use. But still some confusion about pricing and scope and the features, even the name I've changed again, maybe simplifying and scaling it down. Again, because I want to stick to this simple strategy, I'm not sure if I should allow you to do some of these more advanced strategies in the app and just make sure it's like, no, you have to stick to this very simple, straightforward strategy. So the tool doesn't even allow you to get off of the path. And I think, even as I'm saying this now, I think that's probably what I'm gonna do because it makes more sense. It'll help me and I think it'll help other people that are just getting started in trading. Stay away from the complicated stuff. Stick with these simple strategies that are easy to understand and the tool won't let you get outside of that either. And then later with a more advanced one, maybe I'll just make a more advanced tool. And I think that's probably where I'm gonna go. So maybe I'm not puzzled about that anymore. It's like it's helpful doing these videos, just recording this for people to watch and participate has actually helped me. So thank you for that. And then what's next? Of course, this is my last week in Mexico and I'm preparing and packing to go to Brazil. So that'll be happening at the end of the week. So I've just got to, you know, get things tidied up here in this apartment, get packed up. I have another guitar here that actually has a case that is easier and has more protection for the guitar, so I need to swap those out, and then put this other stuff in storage where a friend here has an apartment and I can store my excess stuff there because I'm trying to live on team carry-on as I'm traveling. I just, like, it's so much easier. I mean, I will have the extra baggage of the guitar, but I'll live with that because I do need to practice and play in the 6 whole weeks that I don't want to lose momentum with, so we'll see. So that's it for me this time. This is the update. As always, thank you so much for watching and supporting the channel. If you think anything on this channel is helpful, please share. It's really helpful for me to grow the channel. I'm still very small, don't have a lot of subscribers, but I'm super grateful for the people who are here consistently. And I love the messages, both the ones in the comments and the ones that you send me directly. I do respond and I am very, very appreciative of it. I hope everyone has an amazing, amazing week and I will talk to you next time. Cheers.